rumour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
And Josie Pagani is with us. Hello, Josie.
Hello.
And Jordan Williams. G'day, Jordan.
Good evening,
all right, Josie, right or wrong? Good day, bad day? What do you see in that?
Oh, great day. And sometimes there are individuals in history, aren't there, who just make a huge difference, whether you support this or not. This woman, Christine Bartlett, has gone out and changed a bit of New Zealand history. And I think it's a wonderful thing. I mean, I know people, I've been listening to your interviews, Larry, and it's a little over $7,000 a year for these workers who've been working on what is now recognised as wages that were too low. So that's gross. Then you take away the tax. Then you also take away the subsidy that we were paying people who aren't earning enough to live in New Zealand on working for families. So you take away that subsidy, which is a good thing, and now they're being paid a salary they can live on. So it's about half of that. So that is not a lot of money. And if we're arguing that is a lot of money, then it shows that they were underpaid in the first place.
And, Jordan, what's your view? From the taxpayers' union, it's going to cost $500 million a year. I want to say something. I mean, I think males and females should be paid the same rate if they're in the same profession and the same skills and, all that sort of stuff. What do you say?
Of course, absolutely. And this has been a campaign very effective by a group of individuals and unions to sort of peg this to the gender pay gap. But let's come back, step back for a moment. It's an enormous amount of money. We read online examples of people going from $16 an hour to $23 an hour. Now, that actually takes you from a close to earning minimum wage to actually earning more than the average wage. That's how large a difference it is. So I think you'll see a heck of a lot more people being attracted to these industries. But again, stepping back, we've got the lowest gender pay gap in the OECD. Of course, we should be always aiming to reduce that. But I think that there's a little bit too much rhetoric of saying, we're absolutely terrible and actually not acknowledging what we do have. What it does show, actually, is that the government is very flush with cash. And unfortunately, it's choosing to water its own roots rather than draw money up through the productive economy. Because what we saw in Canada with a very similar campaign around public sector unions using the gender pay debate for their own negotiations is it only really works for the public sector when you're spending someone else's money.
But anyone who can live on lower than $27